Geek Radio Daily for Friday, September the 12th, 2008. All the geek without the weight. We don't need any of that silly weight.
Now,
no, sorry,
weight's a
not
plot by the man to keep you down. So don't it. Damn the man.
No, we
damn
don't need to
man.
See that. We don't need to see the man or mess with him or anything like
nope.
that. Especially not you, sir. You know why?
Why
because
is that?
You, legendary podcaster, weekend monster, Billy Flynn.
Giggity, 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 let's have sex.
Oh, my.
All it's right. the weekend, baby.
Well, that is true. That is true. All right, as for me, I am the vicar.
Looks like it's gonna be one of those days.
Wacky.
Wacky with Popeye things.
Is there
on
implication
you?
There that that I'm somehow a wacky figure here? I'm the wacky one? Am I the crazy one?
Well, you're the one that keeps forgetting to wear pants to work, so...
We said yes. forgetting with
yeah,
air
well,
quotes around it. Yeah.
I was trying to give you the benefit of the doubt.
It's Friday, so we got some moo movies. What
movies?
The hell is that?
Boot movies.
Wow.
Movies about boots.
New movies.
There we go.
Coming out today. Also, of course, we're going to talk about the mailbag. Got some stuff in there. Got news of the geekly. But as always, we're going to kick it off with the TV. Giggity, giggity.
Giggity, giggity, giggity.
Friday night TV usually blows.
Usually. But tonight, it blows even more.
Oh, all right.
Tonight, ABC has the 2008 ALMA Awards celebrating Latino artistic achievements.
Okay, that was my first question. I had that on my list, too. And I'm like, who's ALMA? You know?
Well, this gives Jennifer Lopez an excuse to pick up some kind of award to pretend she's a real entertainer.
Will Salma Hayek be there?
Hopefully. And if Salma Hayek's there, it doesn't matter. Just mute that bad boy. And
Salma.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'd like to give me some.
Oh, we're
Salma.
Doing a show.
Yeah, we
sorry.
Are.
Okay,
sorry,
CBS.
Yeah.
On CBS tonight, you got two big episodes of The Ghost Whisperer.
Ghost
so speaking
Whisperer.
Of busty celebrities.
Exactly.
You've got Jennifer Love Hewitt there jiggling for you. Jiggity, jiggity, jiggity.
You want some jiggling over on Fox? Apparently, Don't Forget the Lyrics hasn't been canceled. They have a new episode
wow.
tonight
Who knew?
In which a roller derby queen competes.
Oh, outstanding.
Roller derby chicks, huh?
AMC has got from 1984, The Karate Kid, the story that introduced me to creepy old Asian man basically adopting little white boy.
Daniel Zod.
Hmm.
And immediately followed by Karate Kid 2 Electric Boogaloo in which they go to Okinawa.
Sure. Creepy old man takes little white boy and takes him halfway across the country.
Back to the motherland.
That's because in 1986, we didn't have Amber Alerts, kids.
No, we didn't. We had no idea.
BET, mysteriously, showing Any Given Sunday.
And they're also showing The Truth with Jeff Johnson, which was Eddie Murphy's character in The Distinguished Gentleman. Is he running for office?
I don't know. Hey, how about GSN? You ever watch the old Game Show Network?
I do.
Pay it back. 70s game shows.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's going to be cool. Tonight on the CW, WWE Friday Night Smackdown.
Brother.
It's The Undertaker and Big Show together in one arena. Oh, my God.
Well, over on HBO, if you do get the HBO premium channel, The Kingdom, this movie will F with your head, man.
Sweet.
This is not a fun little, let's pop the popcorn and watch this one, kids.
No.
Serious picture. I loved it, though.
Sweet.
So.
Tonight's Sci-Fi Channel has a new episode of Stargate Atlantis for all of you following that.
There's actually some movies. TBS showing Pretty Woman, which I'll admit I don't hate. TMC showing Rocky Balboa, which I really enjoyed.
I think it's
a bloody good installment. And
okay.
TNT, even though Wilson's hands cover up the good parts, you still have a naked Jane Seymour in The Wedding Crashers.
Okay. USA has new episodes of Monk and Psych. TV Land is showing the movie Overboard.
Why?
I don't know. It's not even a good movie.
No, it's not.
E! Entertainment Television investigates serial killers on the loose.
Oh, no.
God, who's that guy out there?
So you're
he
filming this
one.
Guy and talking about him. He's
yeah.
on the loose. Should you not call 911?
Well,
if he's right there.
As a documentary maker, you don't want to get involved. But if I'm watching anything tonight, I'm flipping it to Nickelodeon.
Oh, really?
Because for a coveted award, a gym coach must turn a gangly kid into an athlete.
Oh, nice.
Tonight, Sir Christopher Maloney and Nathan Criss star in Gym Teacher. The movie.
See, that sounds like it should be porn.
It does.
To me.
Really does. It sounds bad. It sounds
Oh,
dirty.
By the way, this day in 490 BC, kids,
yeah.
the Battle of Marathon,
oh.
which brought us not only good history, but a word. That's where we got that. Well, it was a word
Battle.
Before. It was the
right.
name of the city.
Oh, Marathon.
Yeah, the other one, right. Sir Ian Holm turned 77 years old today. Bilbo is 77.
You go, Bilbo.
I think that's awesome.
That's cool.
And of notably less acting stature, but he is taller and younger, Jason Statham.
Jason Statham.
He's 36 years old today. Happy birthday.
You know, I'm not even going to talk about it. I heard a really bad rumor that they wanted him to be the new Daredevil.
Really?
It's a bad rumor.
It's time for mail call.
Well, I think I would have hated the thought of Ben Affleck.
Well, yeah, I did, but...
And then
know,
it worked. So
it
you never
worked.
Know.
Hey, there's a mailbag going on.
Hey, oh, right. All right. Hey, guys, what exactly is wrong with wanting it more than once a day?
Nothing.
I'm just curious.
Nothing at all.
I owe the vicar a huge apology. On Sunday, we were flying by the seat of our buttless chaps, and your email was lost in the shuffle. We'll make sure we read it this week with much fanfare. Also, as I think about it, I think the Bruce should dress like Marvel Girl, as he already has the skirt. I mean, kilt. Love, Dave.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, Dave, I forgive you.
Calling up the man for wearing it.
Because I was upset that you lost. I wrote you a perfectly good email with good questions and keen, brilliant observations, and you just wiped your ass with it. However, it's all right if you're going to make it up for it and telling me that the Bruce wore a skirt that made up for it a little bit, too.
Well, you know, he's not the only person to think so, apparently. Dear guys, I want to let you guys know that my girlfriend saw pics of you guys from Dragon Con and said that the Bruce looks like a pretty boy, a little pretty boy wannabe with his dress kilt on for the parsecs.
Oh, whoa. Let's do that again. Let's not gloss over that. I'm a little pretty boy.
A little pretty boy wannabe. Yeah.
Oh, that's
wanted
cold.
To say keep up the great work, and until the Bruce shaves his legs and does river dance, make mine GRD. That's from Jonathan in Birmingham.
Wow. So we've got great reviews on the
so
Utila
far
kilt.
Everybody is really, really loving the kilt.
I like the kilt. I'd wear the kilt if I thought I could pull it off, and if it wasn't going to run me like $300 to buy it. Since you're expensive.
$300? Oh,
so I think it's like $250 for the Utila kilt.
Okay.
I think the Utila kilt is cool, personally.
Okay.
But anyway, all right. Hey, guys, I thought I'd pad your mailbox a little bit.
Thank you.
I have to completely agree with the vicar about Secondhand Lions. I really didn't have a lot of desire to see it, but it's an awesome movie. As much as I enjoy the theatrical cut of Daredevil, director's cut is worth picking up. It lets the movie breathe more and is really good. Finally, I could have sworn the vicar said he could type on his phone with his junk. If so, bravo, sir. It's impressive, even if I don't want to think about how that's possible. It has something to do with an unusually small penis.
Well, see, that's why I was thinking it. Not bravo, not impressive.
It's not complimentary. No,
really
it's not complimentary,
effing sad.
Sir.
Oh, you can use your phone with your junk?
Yeah. So until I get that effing disturbing image out of my mind, make mine GRD. That's also from Dave, our buddy from over at the very fine ScreenGeeks.com.
Thank you, sir. Hey, Vicar, sorry about my previous message. I sent it from my mobile phone, and it must have dropped out half the lines I wrote in there, which made the other half sound a bit strange. About how to pronounce my name, it is pronounced similar to cringe, although Gringay does make me sound like an incredibly hot Italian porn star. Hey, ladies.
Ladies.
I'm not too worried how you say it, as long as I'm not called slimy piece of worm-ridden filth.
No.
That's from, well, he says Gringe, but apparently I'm saying Gringay because, dude, be the Italian porn
Gringay
star.
Gringay is sexier.
Do it.
It is.
Do it.
Get in touch with your inner porn star.
That's what I say.
That's what I say. But
all
don't
the
go
time.
Touching Italian porn stars. You can catch stuff from that.
Unless she asks for it or if she's sleeping.
Bong. All right. That's fine. Listen, if you want to send us an email, we would love that. Drop it to us at podcast Billy Flynn Vicar or the Bruce at geekradiodaily.com, where we're coming back with movie talk and news of the geeky fight right here on this here Friday, September the 12th edition of Geek Radio Daily.
Hello. This is Johannes Geinsfleisch zur Laden zum Gutenberg, the inventor of printing press, movable type, and beer. After I invented the beer, I printed the Bible just to hedge my bets. One thing I did not invent was the podiobooks.com. I think you need the Apple Pod or a computation device to listen to this audiobook thing. Many famous authors, none as famous as me, of course, have their work published over there for free download. My Bible and beer you need to pay for, of course. Audiobooks.com. Their future of audio movable type in your ear. Audiobooks.com.
Geek Radio Daily for Friday, September the 12th, 2008. All the geek with none of the weight, so you don't have to sweat any of that stuff while you're staring down the barrel of a hot weekend.
Put weight, pshaw.
That's right. Flynn and the Vicar up in Hills.
I got an idea for a movie.
Doesn't everybody?
And you know it is the weekend, so you might be going to the movie.
Well, hot diggity. I gotta say, I do think that Burn After Reading looks clever.
Yes.
It's the it's the Coen brothers, right?
Yes.
So how bad could it be? Burn After Reading opens today. An ousted CIA official's memoir accidentally falls into the hands of two unwise gym employees intent on exploiting their find. Does hilarity ensue?
More than likely.
I think so. Clooney, Pitt, Tilda Swinton's in this thing, too. It's rated R. Burn After Reading.
Also out today is Righteous Kill. You got Al Pacino, Robert De Niro. They're cops.
Oh, and Donnie Wahlberg.
Donnie Wahlberg, yes.
Yeah.
But see, you know, Pacino and De Niro are both should have retired if they're really cops. But it's interesting because they're investigating a murder.
80-year-old cops.
It's a murder that's similar to a case that from their past, so it makes them now wonder, did they arrest the wrong guy before?
No.
Dun, dun, dun.
Did they arrest Donnie Wahlberg?
Oh, you have to wait and see, won't you?
I don't know. All right. Rated R, picture Righteous Kill out. Also, you got Tyler Perry's The Family That Prays.
That's P-R-E-Y-S.
It's the same as all the other damn
Tyler Perry.
It's a poor black
family friends with a rich white family starring Alfred Woodard and Kathy Bates.
That's all you need. PG-13 for that.
Let's see what else you got there. Oh, the women.
Women folk, yo.
The women. The remake of the 1939 movie. Meg Ryan, Annette Bening, Eva Mendes, Bette Midler are friends and enemies who all decide together to go get divorces.
Deborah Messing is in this, too.
Oh, really?
Who I like. Okay. Yes. Oh, every woman in the world.
I didn't realize
they were talking
that.
About this on Screen Geeks. Oh. Every woman working in Hollywood's in this movie.
Huh. All right. Elegy is out today. Ben Kingsley is a professor working his mojo and having a little affair with Penelope Cruz.
Penelope Cruz? Didn't see that coming.
No.
No.
Neither did she. And Proud American, which is part documentary, part fiction, which is stories of Americans overcoming adversities. Hey, there must be an election coming up.
Wait a minute. Okay, I'm done.
Cool.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. Sir, Steven Soderbergh is in the early stages of developing a biopic about Liberace for Warner Brothers that he wants to direct.
Wow. And really?
Yes.
Is it going to be a twist like the Chuck Barris thing where you find out he's actually Menachem Begin?
It's looking at Liberace through his life and, of course, later when he got together with Scott Thorson, who allegedly Matt Damon is going to play.
Wow.
And Liberace himself,
Marlon Wayans.
Michael Douglas.
Oh.
Because apparently, kids, sequins are good.
Okay.
Sure.
From IGN, news has spread that Joss Whedon's Dollhouse is temporarily shut down for a couple weeks. 20th Century Fox said that Whedon wants time to regroup and focus on the writing room.
Yeah. What does that mean?
A source familiar to the situation tells him that there are concerns inside the network regarding the, quote, fundamental underpinnings of the show. This may not be good, kids. Dollhouse will resume production September 25th.
Hopefully.
Yeah, maybe.
Variety's reporting that Sid and Marty Krofft's 1970s Saturday morning show Sigmund and the Sea Monster.
Yeah, that's cool.
Being developed as a feature film by Universal, who can't figure out when I'm going to see Battlestar Galactica, but they can get the damn Sigmund and the Sea Monster
going. Right, that they can manage.
Yeah, thanks. It's being written by one of the Simpsons writer-producers, Dana Gould, produced, of course, by the Krofts. And, that's like the third thing that's out because Will Ferrell's going to be in Land of the Lost, mm-hmm. and they're talking about bringing H.R. Puffin stuff. So all of the 70s are coming back. You can't stop them.
Seals and Crofts are just, Seals...
Shields and Yarnell? Yeah, they were awesome, too. Marty, Seals and Crofts.
Seals and Crofts.
Seals and Crofts
were these
the
shows.
Yes.
The singers were...
Sid and Marty Crofts is who you're thinking of.
Okay.
Here. Seals and Crofts was the singers.
All right, fine. From io9.com.
I'm a magnet and you're steel.
All right, fine. Well, that's Walter Egon.
I know, but I just had
all
to...
All right, okay. Anyway, Harper... Do we have anyone listening
now?
No,
we don't.
Hello, crickets.
Could you talk to me, please?
Effing crickets now at this point of the show. HarperCollins has announced it's creating a new sci-fi imprint called Angry Robot. They're going to publish 2 to 3 books a month starting in July 2009.
Sweet.
Which is a hell of a lot of sci-fi writing being supported by a major publisher. Angry Robot plans to make its books available in mass market paperback as well as digital form. So that's very cool. Those of you who like to download audiobooks or PDFs, see, it's working. They're listening.
Yep.
Angry Robot head Mark Gascoigne says that the imprint will be looking for new upstart breakout authors.
Sweet.
So if you're looking to maybe make your name, that could be your opportunity.
So if you're out there in California coming up on October 1st, you can go to Target Presents AFI Night at the Movie. Starting September 17th, you can buy tickets at $25 a pop. But you'll be watching movies with the stars. For instance, you can sit in a theater with Steve Martin and watch The Jerk. You can sit in a theater with Mike Myers, watch Austin Powers. There's a bunch of Jodie Foster, Jim Carrey, Dustin Hoffman, Cameron Diaz, Denzel Washington, Annette Bening, Shirley MacLaine, Keanu Reeves. Bunch of people going to be doing this.
I would do that.
Trying to build, hey, let's all go back out to the movies, folks, and stop BitTorrenting
everything. I would spend $25 to do that. Finally, also from IO9, production on the Baby Superman show Smallville will be taking a break after the 10th episode. There'll be a longish break between the fall and spring blocks of episodes during which Reaper will take over Smallville's slot there.
Okay.
Partly, this lets the show run all of its spring episodes in a row without interruption. It's also insurance against a still possible actor's strike, but mostly fans are speculating that it lets the producers turn the second half of the season into a fitting ending for the show if, as many expect, it will get shit-canned at the end of this season.
Technical term. Good
yes.
for them.
Yeah.
They should.
All right.
Put it to bed. Rest it.
Speaking of putting to bed and resting, that's it for this week, kiddies. Geek Radio Daily, licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivative Works 3.0 U.S. license. Subscribe to iTunes. Please review us while you're there.
Please.
Join the forums for some social geek working at geekradiodaily.com. And don't miss GRD Weekly, the weekend wrap-up show. Check out the new store at cafepress.com and email us at podcast, Billy Flynn, Vicar, or The Bruce at geekradiodaily.com.
Druggachusetts is a Sam and Criminy Craft production.